You're listening to Amir Chazaro Daniel Eisenberg Maseches Brachos Daf Nun Vav Amir Aleph. I'm assuming we're at the top, first line.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Perfect. Only at the top, not at the bottom. We'll go over a little bit. As I was saying, we have some Amir. It's on the longer end. It's all a Gadata, but the discussions of dreams. The whole thing is discussion of dreams. Tomorrow's Amir is even bigger and even more. That's one of the more interesting. Dap him in regards to discussions about dreams. So you'll get there when you get there. You'll see what I'm talking about. But today we have a interesting discussion. Really, one massive story that takes up most of the Amud. But let's begin. So we're continuing off in a discussion of dreams. We already started speaking about dreams, its role, how seriously they should be taken to some degree. But then on the other hand, they're possibly open to interpretation, and that's going to be one of our major discussions tonight. So now we're going to take a look at some dreams that are... There's an important marasha here, by the way, that really addresses the a discrepancy in the discussion of dreams. Did the Rav speak about dreams in general yesterday, meaning how seriously one should or should not take them, that kind of thing? Okay, so there's just one point that we have to point out, which is that the Gemara discussion today, one of the main discussions is going to be how dreams are open to interpretation. We mentioned that yesterday. You can interpret them for better or for worse, and that presumably plays an impact. On the other hand, we know that there are certain figures in Tanakh who have made a career out of interpreting dreams, right? We mentioned them in the previous element. For example, Yosef Atzadik, right? Like, literally, his career... as the viceroy in Egypt, as the Mishnah HaMelech, was based on him interpreting dreams correctly. Daniel with Nebuchadnezzar and Sefer Daniel and others. So, which the implication of which is that there is an objective interpretation of dreams, right? Meaning, if it's just like, you know, that anybody can interpret whatever one, then dreams don't really have any significance. You could just say a random sentence, and if people interpret it, then better or worse, right? And then we're going to see some stories on the top. So this is something the Maharsha addresses. We'll speak about it. Ultimately, what it's going to come down to is that there are different types of dreams. There are certain dreams that are objectives, direct messages that are really of prophecy that are delivered. Thank you. That are delivered. And then there are different types of dreams which are a little bit more open, and then some that are really completely insignificant. There's some that have that dreams that represent a potential that could be for better or for worse, and the way you speak about it and interpret it will change it. And then there are some dreams that are really basically meaningless, and we're about to see examples of those. Everything can really fall into the framework of the Maharsha, though. So let's take a look. The top of the Amud. Amar le Kesar le Rabbi Yeshua bar Rabbi Chanina. The Caesar said to Rabbi Yeshua ben Bar Chanina. They have many discussions. The Gemara there's an indication in one of the sources that the Caesar is Adrianus, Hadrian. But anyway, Roman Caesar said to Yeshua bar Rabbi Chanina, Amrita dechachmisu tuva. You guys say you're so smart. Emali my chazina bechalmai. So tell me, what am I going to see in my dreams tonight? If you're so smart, you must be able to tell the future. This is not as bad as what Nebuchadnezzar said to Daniel and everybody else, right? Nebuchadnezzar said to everybody when he had a dream, but he forgot his dream. He said, everyone, I want you to interpret my dream, but first tell me what the dream is. What did I dream last night? And then tell me what is the dream. So over here, similarly, almost seemingly absurd request. What am I going to dream tonight? Amar Lehi, he said, Chazis de Meshachre loch parsoi. Of a garbi bach, v'rei'ai bach, shakze, bechutra, didahava. So I see that you're going to be, becomes slaves to the Parsim, to the Persians, and they're going to take you, v'ra'ai, and then they're going to force you to be a shepherd, rai bach, shikze, bechutra, didahava. They're going to force you to be, a shepherd for their shakatsim, over here. So it's talking about chazirim. It's talking about pigs that you're going to be taking them bechutra de dahava with a staff of gold. So basically, Persians are going to force you to be their shepherd for their pigs, with, and you're going to have a staff of gold to do that. Right? Here, Kula Yoma. So anyway, the Caesar thought about it all day. And lo and behold, Laurta Chaza, at night, he indeed saw that. So clearly what happened here, right? So any good mentalist will tell you, right? The role of a mentalist is not to read your mind, right? They're not really telepathic. It's to implant ideas in your mind. So he planted this scene in the Caesar's head, and he gave him a terrifying thought. He thought about it all day. He dreamed about it, and wow, these Jews are so smart. And then a similar story. Amar le Shavur Malka the Shmuel. Shavur Malka said to Shmuel, Shavur Malka's King Shapur. Dr. Henry Abramson in the history on the daf, that 2-minute thing on all daf, he has a little bit on today's daf about King Shapur. So anyway, but he's mentioned throughout Shas. We've seen him a bunch of times, in particular in relationship with Shmuel. So he says to Shmuel, the Shmuel, Amrisa dechav misu tuva. You guys are so smart. Emily my chazina bechal mai. Tell me, what am I going to see in my dream tonight? Amar lei, he says to him, chazis to asu ramai v'shavulach. You're going to see that the Romans are going to come, and they're going to imprison you, shavu, take you as a captive. And they're going to make you grind the hard parts of, what was it? Rashi says, the date seeds, these hard date seeds, they're going to make you grind it with what? With a golden mill. Right, by the way, the whole Amud is filled with very hard words. It's just, you know, often when you get to Agadah, you get to like, you know, different dialects of Aramaic mixed from different generations. So there's like a lot of these hard words. Rashi helps with a lot of them. So anyway, you're going to grind with this gold mill. And what happened? Here, Herkula Yoma, Ula Urta Chaza, same thing happened. Notice, by the way, both of their stories, it's like, one, they have a gold something, right? The other one was you're gonna shepherd pigs with golden staff, and over here you're gonna grind tamarim, right? Date seeds, date pits with a golden mill. So both of them is with gold. So there could be symbolism in that. It's like taking gold and lowering it, but it could be over here that just gold is not very strong. It's very malleable, so it's not a good thing to grind with. But it could also be that it's something that would that there's like a strange thing that would, like, you know, prod their minds and make them think more actively of it. Meaning if it's something that's very typical, but over here no, it's like there's something gold, there's something that's like a little bit off, and especially a king. Could be that's part of it. I don't know, just my own speculation. Okay, so now here's this. Now the Gemara is going to continue, and this next story begins here, and it's going to take us up until the next Amud. This very long story. Bar Hadaya, right? So probably it's probably Syrian. His name is Bar Hadaya. I'm kidding. Mefasher, he is Babylonian. Bar Hadaya, Mefasher Chelme Hava. He was a Mefasher Chelme. Mefasher is. Right, Shin and Sin are and Tuff are interchangeable. So Mefater, a poter, he was an interpreter of dreams. Mandi ohev le agra, whoever would give him reward, whoever would pay him off, Mefasher le limal yusa, he would interpret it positively. Umandi lo ohev le agra, Mefasher le ikri yusa. Anybody who wouldn't pay him, so he would interpret the dream, he would do the service, but not the service that you want. He would interpret it negatively, and we're going to see many, many indications of this. This is, as I said, this takes us to the top of the next Amud. Abai and Rava Chazu Chelma. Abai and Rava both saw the same dream. We're going to see a series of psukim that were both shown in their dreams. Abaye Yahiv Lezuza v'Rava Lo Yahiv Le. Abaye would pay him, and Rava would not. And you could already see where it's going. Right? We know that in Shas, whenever we see Machlokas Abaye and Rava. So Rava wins, except for the 6 cases that are abbreviated Yal Kagam. This is one more case I think Abaye wins. This is the 7th case, in my opinion. So we'll see what happens. But Rava lo yadalei. Omri le. So they said to him, Akrinon bechelmin. They, the forces, the malachim, whoever it was, read the following psukim to us in our dreams. Shorecha tevoach le'enecha v'gomer. Your shore will be slaughtered before your eyes, and the pasuk continues. Look on the side. This is in the Tochacha. Velo sochal mimenu, you're not going to eat from it. So your ox will be slaughtered, and you're not going to eat from it. L'rava amar le. To Rava, he said, posid iskach, you're going to lose out in your esach, your business. V'lo ahani lech l'meichel me'utzva l'dilibach, and because of your utzva l'dilibach, the sadness of your heart, because of your misery, you're not going to have an appetite. Labaya Amar Leib, but Tobiah said, Marvich iskach, your finest are going to do really well. You're going to have revach. V'lo ahani lech l'meichel me'chedva l'dilibach, and you're not going to want to eat because you're going to be so excited. There's going to be such chedva in your heart. You're going to be so excited, you're not going to want to eat. So both of them, the pasuk was interpreted that different ways because one paid and one did not. Another one, Amri le, they said to him, Akrina banim v'banos toli v'gomer. They told us that in our dreams that they read this pasuk also in the Tokacha a few pesukim later, 10 pesukim later from that, which says, banim v'banos toli, you will have sons and daughters. But the pasuk continues. You can look on the side. They will not be yours because they will be led into captivity. So Rava said they're going to be captured. Maybe it's not kavush. Maybe it's ki bishuse, like its badness. Meaning the pasuk shot of the pasuk that you're going to have children that are going to be captured. I thought it was like kavush, like conquered, but I think it's ki bisha, like bisha is bad. Ki bishuse, like its badness. Labayim or lebetabayim said banachu v'nasach nefishe. You're going to have a lot of sons and daughters. Uminasvan b'nasach la'alma. You're going to marry off your children to the world all over the place. Umidamyan ba'apach. And it's going to seem to you as if they were captured, because you know back then, especially back then, it's not just like a flight to visit every one of your married kids for different yomtov of the year. It wasn't like that, so it feels like they're captured. But you know, Baruch Hashem, they're captured for good reasons, right? It sounds funny, but anyway. But there's another pasuk. This pasuk is also from the same spot a little bit earlier. It's in between the previous two pasukim that benecho v'nosech nesunim la'machir. Your sons and daughters are going to be given to another nation. Okay, so let's see you do your work, Bar Hadaya. Le'bayi amar le'tabayi, he said benecho v'nosech nefish, and you're going to have a lot of sons and daughters. At amrat likarivach, you're going to say you're going to say to your relatives. Right, and meaning that you're going to want to marry them to your brother to your whatever it is from your side of the family. And she, your wife, is going to say it to her that it's married to her relatives. What's going to happen? And she's going to force you, your wife, and you're going to give it over to her relatives instead. She's going to win the fight. Oh no, what a loss! That all your many children are going to be marrying your wife's side of the family, not your side of the family. Zahavik amacher, it's going to be like an amacher. Okay, L'Rav Amar Leit Rav, he said, Divisu shchiva, your wife is going to die. V'asu b'nei uv'nasei lidei itza acharisi, and your sons and daughters are going to come to the hands of another woman. And that's going to be this amacher, that your sons and daughters are going to go to an amacher. It's going to be itza acharisi, another woman. Da'amar Rava, Amar Rabbi Yirmi, Amar Barab, Amar Rav, because Rava himself taught in the name of Rav, ultimately, Rava himself has a famous drush on this pasuk, quoting the teaching of Rav, Zo Eshes Ha'av, this is the wife of the father, meaning that Rava had a known teaching in the name of Rav, that this pasuk refers to stepmothers taking over the children. Right, this Cinderella mina Torah Minayin over here, right? The evil stepmother is over here, and this is Amacher. And lo and behold, this own interpretation of Rava that he quoted was going to be applied to him based on this dream. Akrinin bechel min leich echo besimcha lachmecha, says the pasuk. Right, this is the pasuk in Koheles. It says, "Go and eat your bread in besimcha." So, how do we interpret this? He said, "Marvach iskach va'achalt. You're going to get a lot of asek. You're going to get a lot of business va'achalt va'shasis, and you're going to eat and drink. the karis psuka mechedva delibach, and you're going to read this pasuk like in chedva and joy, and you're going to say, ah, I can eat and drink to satiety. L'rava amarle pasid iskach, business is going to go down. Tavacht v'lo achalt v'shasist, you're going to slaughter, but you're not going to eat and drink. The karis lepakuche pachtach, and you're going to say it to minimize your pachad, your fear, meaning you're going to say this over and over. This is going to be your mantra to try to like get yourself in good spirits because of the suffering that you're going to experience. Abai is going to say it as an excited exclamation and a depiction of what he's going through, what he's experiencing, while Rava is going to say it to minimize his anxiety. Akrinan zera rav totzi. Akrinan zera rav totzi hasode. Okay, and where's the end of the pasuk? This is the pasuk from also from the Tokacha in Kisava. That's what the first three pasuk we quoted were. Zera rav totzi hasode. You're going to have a lot of zera a lot of seed filling the field. Umaat tesov ki yachzalenu harbe, but the grasshoppers are going to eat it all. That's what the pasuk continues. So Abai Amar le Mireisha, Abai said, Mireisha, don't worry though. The first part of the pasuk, right? That's what you were read. The first part of the pasuk, and that's what it's going to be. L'Rava Amar le Misefa, and to Rava he said, no, the end of the pasuk. That's what's happening to you. Akrinon zesim yulecha b'chol gvulecha v'gomer. Right, so this pasuk, it's also from the Tokacha. I wonder if this is Parshas Kisavo when they had all these dreams, and because all these pasukim are except for like one from Koheles is from Kisavo. Next one's from Kisavo too. So you're going to have olives in all your boundaries, but then v'shemen lo sasuch ki shal zesecha. Right, your olives are going to fall. It's not going to work out. So again, alabaya amar le mereishe. Rabbi said the beginning of the pasuk. Rava Amar Le Misefe. Rava here says Rava the end of the pasuk. Rava, you know, I know they only read the first part of the pasuk too in the dream, but you know what the end of the pasuk says. Akrinan, and then so another pasuk. This is so Akrinan the Vero Kolami Haaretz VeGomer. So this is a positive pasuk, right? This looks like it's from the same. Oh no, this is the beginning of the Tokacha, just before the Tokacha. These are the brachos of the Tokacha. Right, this is Devarim Chavches Yud, so it's earlier than all these others. It says the Ami Arts are going to see you and see that the Shem Hashem Nikra Alecha, and they're going to see the Shem Hashem be called upon you VaYarmi Mecca, and they're going to fear you. Right, we saw this pasuk in on Dav Vav when we saw the tefillin, right? I think we mentioned it there. The tefillin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we spoke about the tefillin of a regular person. This pasuk refers to Tefillin Shal Rosh. It can be Darshan as Tefillin Shal Rosh. It's also Megillah. So anyway, this pasuk that the shame of Hashem is going to be called upon you. So Labaye Omer Leit Abaye, he says, Novach Lach Shema Deresh Mesifta Haves. It's your name is going to come out as the Resh Mesifta. You're going to be appointed Rosh Yeshiva, which he was, by the way. He did become the Rosh Yeshiva. Actually, the choice was between him and Rava, and he was chosen. Emasach Noflas bi alma, your ema, the dread of you, the awe of you is going to fall upon the world. The Rav, right? So that's what the name of Hashem and Yerim Mecca, they're going to fear you. The Rav Amar le bedaino de malka itvar, but to Rava he said, bedaino de malka itvar. Let me see. Rashi says that otsar shetachshiti amelech. Sham Yishbar, right? So basically, the treasury of the king is going to be broken into. Al yidei ganavim v'alilu alecha lomar sh'ata ganavtam, right? And they're going to accuse you as having been the one to steal it, right? V'dayne demalka itvar v'dayne kuli alma kavachom. Sorry, v'dayne demalka itvar umis past beganave, and they're going to seize you and accuse you of being the ganav, the dine kuli alma kavachomer minach, and everybody's going to make a kavachomer from you. That the Rashi explains the kavachomer im rava nechshad kol shekhin shechdu v'zev v'yerumi mecca. Right? What does it mean? Everyone's going to fear from you v'yerumi mecca. Everyone's going to see that if this could happen to Rava, if the great Rava can be accused, right? Rava who had probably a decent political standing, Rava who's a very pious, knowledgeable. righteous person, and if this could happen to him, everyone else is going to make a kavakam and says, and if this guy for sure could happen to me, so v'yaru b'mecha, they're going to fear from you. Not that you're going to be a Rosh Hashiva, everyone's going to, wow, the Rosh Hashiva. It's that everyone's going to learn a kavakam from you and be afraid because of you. L'machar, the Gemara says, and what happened the next day? Itvar badai ne demalka. V'asu v'saf se le'er l'rava. The treasury of the king was broken into, and they came and they seized Rava and indeed accused him. So that one, the Gemara tells us straight up, did actually take place the next day. Or sometime in the future. Machar isn't always the next day exactly. Amrilei. Okay, so this is the end of the psukim that we see. But don't think we're done with the double dreams. Amrilei, he said to him, Chazon chasa al pumdani. We saw a chasa. Chasa, right, is one of the, chasa is lettuce. It's one of the types of maror. It's romaine lettuce. At least that's how we understand it. So chasa, they saw lettuce, al pum dani, on the mouth of a dani, of some sort of like jar or some sort of keg. Labai omer le, if iskach ke chasa, Rashi is Rabbi Chazeres, Chasa is Chazeres. It says, "If askach kaful bereva kechazeres shi rachava vekafula, your business is going to double over like romaine lettuce, which is doubled over and folded and wide, right?" And what did he say? The Rava Amar le marir iskach kichasa. Your asek is going to be marir, bitter like lettuce, right? I mean, bitter like lettuce. Well, we know, right? Romaine lettuce is considered bitter to some degree. Rashi says, "Shnei lechol amar yeh haskor shalach." Okay, right. So it's going to be your business is going to be bitter, but we know the Gemara in Pesachim tells us that there is something bitter about romaine lettuce, right? That if it's left in the ground, right, it gets bitter or something like that. The Gemara in Pesachim discusses that over there. But there's something bitter about lettuce. So they both saw lettuce. He says, "No, your business is going to double over like lettuce." And he says, "No, he says to Rava, "No, your business is going to be bitter like chasa, like maror." Amrei le. Chazan bisra al pumdane. We saw bisra basar on the mouth of this keg. We saw meat. So slabaya amarle basim chamrach. Your wine is going to be basim. It's going to have good smells. Va'asukuli ama lemizban bisra v'chamra minach. And everyone's going to come and want to buy meat and wine from you because it's going to have a very good smell. L'rava amarle. Rava said. Takif chamrach, your wine is going to go bad. It's going to sour. The asu kuliyam lemizban bisra lemechal bay. Everyone's going to need to go out and buy meat to eat with it, right? The wine is not going to be drinkable on its own. You're going to need this meat to accompany it because the wine is ruined. So that's why there is meat in this dream. Unrelay chazan chavisa desali bedikla. And so we saw a chavis, a barrel, that was hanging on a dekel, on a palm tree. Lebayom erle, midale iskach kidikla, that your midale, I think it's your business, right, is going to hang or shoot up like a palm tree, right? Midale, like to be lifted up, iskach kidikla. Right, it's going to be lifted up like a palm tree. L'rav amar le chole iskach ketamri. It's going to be chole like a tamri. It's going. Rashi says matok. It's going to be sweet like dates. So like, oh, finally, Rav got a good one, right? Let's take a look at what Rashi says. So he says it's matok. Klomar shetitein schoras chabezul. It means that your stuff is your merchandise is going to be very sweet because it's going to be so cheap. You're going to be like an owner of a 99-cent store. So everyone's going to get away with these amazing prices because it's going to be so sweet. So that's why it's going to be sweet, but it's not going to pay off. It's not going to be profitable for you. Okay. Amri le chazan rumana dekadcheya pumdane. They say that we saw a rumana, a rimon, that was kadcheya pumdane. It was sprouting out from the pumdani, from the mouth of the keg. L'bay omer le oshik iskach kirumana, that your asek is going to be oshik. Rashi says b'yukart mekarenu, it's going to be sold for a lot, right? So it's going to be expensive, like a pomegranate, which I guess was I guess was expensive. L'Rava Amar Le Kove Ischa Kirumana. Nope. It's going to be this like sour, like a tart taste, like a pomegranate. Your property or merchandise. Amri Le Chazan Chavisa Nafal Avira. We saw a barrel that fell into a bore, into a pit. L'Bai Amar Le Misboi Ischa. That people are going to want your asek, your merchandise, right? Zvakesh Rashi says Aska Biachzur Acharav Leknos. They're going to want it. Kida Amar, like the Maimer, like people would say, Nafal Pita Babira Velo Ishtakach. That so there was some sort of phrase that was said at the time that Nafal Pita, your bread fell Babira into this bore, into a pit, Velo Ishtakach, and wasn't found. Meaning that's what you say when you really want something. The bread has fallen, or that's what they said. I don't know if you say that. Right, your bread fell into a pit, and it wasn't found yet. So people really want it. So that's what's going to be for you. That's why it's this barrel fell into a pit. L'Rava Amar Le Posid Ischach V'Shadis Le Levira. Your asek, your stuff, your merchandise is going to be lost, and it's going to be thrown into a pit. Amri Le Chazin and Bar Chamara Dekoya Istan V'Noer. So they said that we saw a bar chamara, a young donkey that was dekoy aistan venori. It was standing by our heads, and it was not being nowhere. It was braying. The labaya merle malkava havis. So he said to Abaye, "You're going to be the king." Doesn't mean really king, right? Rashi says Rosh Yeshiva Hadoresh, right? The bottom Rashi. V'amatorgam and omed alav, right? So it says back from the Gemara, v'koy amora alach. There's going to be an amora standing by you. Rashi explains this is matorgam. Abaye was an amora, obviously what we call the Amorayim, but at the time what they called amora, the sayer, was the matorgamon. So Rosh Yeshiva would give shir, and they didn't have ways to project, so and they didn't just have the best acoustics. So one person would stand next to him and yell out the shir line by line, paragraph by paragraph, whatever it was. So he says that the donkey braying is going to be the matorgamon yelling your shir next to you. L'Rava Amar Le Petar Chamor Galhit Mitfilach. That the words Petar Chamor are going to be taken out of your tefillin, right? The donkey's bringing by the head, so that by the tefillin shall rosh. Amar Le, and he said to him, Ledidi Chazi Levi Isay. He says, to me, I even saw that it's there. Amar Le, Vav de Petar Chamor Vade Gahit Mitfilach. Yeah, but the Vav is missing. Right, he says, like, I checked my tefillin this morning. What are you talking about? It says Petra Chamor there. He says, yeah, I know, but the Vav is missing in your Chamor. Okay, we're going to pick up the pace a little bit. L'sof azal rav l'chudei l'gabei. So at the end, so now we're done with the scenes where we finished the first phase, which is Rav and Abaye going together, quoting their quoting Psukim. Then it's Rav and Abaye going together, quoting not Psukim, but images they were shown. And now it's Rav going by himself. Osof azal Rav l'chudei l'gabei. This is the lightning round. Amar le chazai dasha. He says, I saw dasha b'raisa d'nafal. I saw that my outside door fell. Amar le ishtacha shachva. Your wife is going to die. I don't know if this is a second wife or if this is the previous wife that he said would die, and this is right? Yeah, I don't know. It could be that if the first one was like a big future prediction, and this was like a short term, like, okay, like tomorrow. Amar le chazai kochai v'shinai dinatur. He said, I saw that the kochai v'shinai dinatur, that my teeth in the back, like the molars, and the teeth in the front, are going to be natur, like detached. Fall out. Amar le benachum nasach shachvan. He says that your sons and daughters are going to die. Amar le chazai tarte yoni defarachan. I saw two yonas, two doves flying away. Amar le trei nashi megarashed megarshat. You're going to divorce two wives. Amar le chazai trei garglide delifta. He said I saw two garglide delifta, two turnip heads. Amar le train kufe balat. That you're going to get two strikes with clubs, right? Maka is maka of barosho karashi lefatos, right? You're going to get hit, struck two times. We're not going through all the Rashis here. The Maharsha to explain what all the symbolism is for each of these things and why they're interpreted as they are. But a lot of them are intuitive if you take a look at them again. So anyway, Azal Rava Hahu Yoma Vyase Be Midrasha Kula Yoma. So Rava then, went to the Beis Midrash all day, right? You can imagine, like, he just wants to get away from it all, learn Torah, be involved. Lule Sraska Shashua Azavati Biani. So Ashka Hanahu Tre Sagi Nahore. There are two blind people there. He found them there. Tahavu Kamin Subahade Dade. They were fighting. Also, Rava Lefarokinu, Rava went to be porek them, to separate them from each other. Umachuhu Rava Trey, and both of them hit him in the right. So, like, it's almost like a I don't want to compare what the scene is, but it looks like one of these like slap comedy things. So you have these two blind people. They're both holding clubs. Head, I'm going to get you. Rava goes to break it away. Break it up, guys! And they both hit him in the head with the club. Okay, so. And then this next line is golden. So Azar Avikamenu Machul Rava Dala Machuye Achriti. So they lifted it up to strike him again. Omar, he says to them, Mistai Train Chazai. It's enough for me. Two is enough for me. That's what I saw. Meaning, he's like, hold on. This is more than my money's worth, right? I only saw my dream to get hit twice in the head. Not any more times. You already hit me twice. Leave me alone, right? So that's what Rava responded. The Sova, so Rava Yehovle Agra. The end of the day, Rava says, "Okay, you know what? We can't do this anymore. I'm losing money. I'm going to cut my losses. I'm going to pay Bar Hadaya for whatever." So he pays him. Amarle, he says, "Chazaya, she said enough, Al. I saw my dream that a wall is falling, that my wall is falling." Amarle nechasim below mitzarim kanis. He says that there's going to be no wall, there's going to be no boundaries. You're going to believe mitzarim below mitzarim, without any boundaries. You're going to acquire property. Amarle chazaya padna debaydun afal v'chasin avke. He said, I saw the apadna, the palace, the mansion of Abaye falling, v'chasin avke, and I was covered in all the dust from the mansion. Amar Lei, he said to him, Abaye shachiv v'misivtei asir l'gabach, that Abaye is going to pass away and you're going to be the Rosh Yeshiva eventually, which did indeed happen. Amar Lei chazaya apadna didi d'nofil, he said, I saw my own palace, my own mansion falling. Vasu kulei alma, and everybody came, shachiv levente, they took bricks. Levine, and they took bricks away from it, from the pile that was my mansion. Amarle shemata soch mebadron be'olma. He says, yeah, because your teachings are going to go out through and spread throughout the entire world. Amarle chazai de'ibka reishi. He said, I saw that my rosh was split, v'nasar mokri, and my brain was detached from it. It fell out because my head had split open. Maybe that's an intense one. Amarle ujr mi be'sadya nofik. He says, it's not a big deal. Udra, there are feathers that are coming out of your pillow. Nothing to worry about. Right? This is not a big deal. Amarle akriun halela mitzroy bechelma. I was saying the halel mitzri, the Egyptian halel, which is halel as opposed to halel hagadol. This is the halel we say. Halel hagadol is Hodul Hashem Kitov Kin Chastor, the 26th that we say Pesukei Zimra. That's Halel Gadol. Halel Mitzri, the Egyptian Halel, is the one we say on Yom Tov Rosh Chodesh. Right, B'Seis Yisrael Mitzrayim. Amar Lei Nisim Esrach Hashilach. Nisim are going to happen for you. Okay, so now we're done with those. He paid the man. He got good interpretations. And here's how the story starts to come to a close. Hamakol Azul Bahade Ba'arbo. They were together in a boat, traveling together. Amar Bahade Gavar de Misrachish Lenisa Lamali. He says, Bahadaya says that if I'm with the guy for whom Anis is going to happen, Lamali, like, why do I need that for me? Like, it's not good for me to hang out and be in a precarious situation on a dangerous thing, like a boat, with a person for whom Anis will happen. Because if a nace will happen for him, then it won't happen for me. So he tries to get off the boat, presumably at a safe juncture. Bahade de Kosalik, when he was trying to leave, right, assuming he's not like jumping into like the sharks, you know. Nafal Sifra Mine, a book fell out of his pocket, right out of a movie. Ashkache Rava Chosadahavak Sivbe, Rava found it and he saw what was written in it. What does it say? Right, this is the page that caught his eye. Kol hachalomos holochin achar hapeh. All dreams go after the mouth, after the interpretation. Uh-oh. Right, then the music plays. Dun, 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 dun. Omar, he said, Rasha, you Rasha, bidi doch kaima, with you, it was standing with you, but artem kuli haya, you let me suffer this much? Right? You had the power to change things around? Meaning, Rava didn't know that this is how dreams work. He says, you had the power to change this and you let me suffer all this time? Kuluch mechilalach, I forgive you for everything, bar mi barti to Rav Chisda, except for the daughter of Rav Chisda, his wife. He married Rav Chisda's wife. Sorry, no, he did not. That'd be very bad. He married Rav Chisda's daughter. So he says, I forgive you for everything except for the daughter of Rav Chisda, my wife, whom you caused to die. Yehei Ravach, may it be the will, Yehei Rav, may it be the will of Hashem, de limaster lahu gavrali de machusa de lon merachim elai. That man, meaning you, Bar Hadayah, should be given over into the hands of the king, and they should not have mercy on you. Omar, Bar Hadayah said, Ma'avid, what should I do? Gmiri, dekil las chacham afilu b'china hiba. That right, we have Gmiri. We've learned we have a tradition that even the curse of a chacham that was unjustly given, meaning b'chinam for no reason, it still comes. The kol shachin Rava, all the mercy Rava, divedina kalayit. That he was justifiably angry when he cursed me. Amar Ekum Ve'egli, Damar Margolus Mechapera Savon. He says that, so I'm gonna get up and I'm gonna put myself into exile. I'm gonna put myself in Gullus. Damar, because Amar Mar, because the master said, Gullus Mechapera Savon. Gullus serves as a form of kapara for things. Come Gully the Vele Romai. So he went to the house of the Romans, meaning Rome. Azel Yosef Apischa, right? He was presumably living in Babel, but he traveled out to Rome. Azel Yosef Apischa de Reish Turzina de Malka, and he sat by the Turzina de Malka, which is the royal treasury. Reish Turzina Chazachelma, and the head of the storehouse there kept, had a dream. Amar Lehi said, Chazai Chelma de Oil Machata Betzvati, said, I saw in my dream that there was a machat, a needle that was being put into my finger. It was going up into my finger. Amar Leh, he said to him, Havli Zuza. Give me a Zuza. I'll tell you what it means. Right? He hasn't changed. Lo Yayav Leh, he didn't give it to him. Lo Amar Leh, Velomidi. So he didn't say, I'm not talking. Amar Leh, he said to him again, Chazai denothal tichla besarte netzbasi. He said, I saw that in two of my fingers there is a worm coming on. Amar Leh Havli Zuz. He says, give me a Zuz and I'll tell you what it means. V'lo Yahayev Leh, V'lo Amar Leh. And he didn't give it to him, and therefore he didn't interpret it for him. Amar Leh, he said, Chazai denafal tichla b'chula yada. He says, I saw a worm coming on my entire hand. What does that mean? Amar Leh, nafal tichla b'chula sharai. So Bar Hadayah couldn't hold back anymore. He loves interpreting dreams. So he didn't even pay him, and he told him, then I'll tell you what it means. That means worms are going to come in all of the shirai, the silk that you're watching. Shame Beimalka, the royal palace heard what happened. Vasuya Laresh Turzina Ka Katlele. And they brought in the head of the storehouse in order to kill him. Where they killed him, they're going to kill him. Yeah, but Amar Lahu, he says to them first, Ana amai aisulahai, dehava yoda velo amar. Right, so he says, Ana amai, why are you killing me? Aisulahai dehava yoda velo amar. You should get the guy who knew about this, that this was going to happen and didn't say anything. Why don't you get him? So they're like, oh, taka. Atu levar hadaya, so they brought bar hadaya. Amri lach, amri le. They said to him, amtu zuzach didach, because of your zuz that you're so stubborn about and so cheap about, charvu shirai demalka, because of your cheapness for one zuz, the entire silk storehouse was destroyed. Kvisu train arase bechavla, so they tied him to two different cedar trees. With the rope, meaning like they folded him over. Asur chad kare, sorry, they folded the trees over. They bent them as much as they could, I guess. Asur chad kare lechad arza, v'chad kare lechad arza. It's a little bit graphic. They tied one knee to one cedar tree and one knee to the other cedar tree. Visharu lechavla, and then they cut the ropes that were holding these trees down. Ad itzalik reshe, until his head split, right? Like he was like the, so the trees, right? So you got the imagery, right? So like he's been falling trees, and the tree, and they ripped the guy in half. Also, kochad v'chad v'kama duchte v'itztok v'nafal b'srein. And then so the trees went back into their normal places, and he split. Let's look enough of the train. He split like literally into two pieces. Okay, so that's a story. It's a crazy story. It's a long story. I apologize for the, but yeah. So take that. Sleep well. Sweet dreams.